Can we leave that up there so we can make the two pallets a little bit more even?
Petersburg Community Cold Storage Manager Marv King wheels two pallets into the front area of that building. The pallets are stacked with boxes and contain hundreds of pounds of forfeited moose. State Wildlife Trooper Cody Litster says the meat is ground up and packaged into 2- and 5-pound packs.
Hammer and Wecon and Tonka Seafoods process the moose for us. So we've got two different pallets. We'll see how much each of those are. And today we're taking... We're going to leave the school's share here, and then the other share will move to the Salvation Army freezer for further distribution. So we'll see how much we've got and how far it'll go.
The two stacks represent the meat from 5 moose shot during the month-long hunting season in September and October. The animals did not meet strict antler requirements set by the state. In total, 12 moose in this year's record-setting season were taken by the state and divvied up between Petersburg, Wrangell, and Cake. Hunters forfeit their kill, and if the court agrees, can pay the costs of processing instead of a fine. Last year was the first year for an official distribution program that involves the court system, school, and local service agencies. Before that, it used to fall to Litster to drive around town with the meat and ask people if they wanted some. Now others are involved. Salvation Army Major Lonnie Upshaw explains.
Well, the Salvation Army is going to disperse it to, there's 10 service organizations in town. So I don't know if I'm going to keep any at all for food boxes, but we have an extra agency. So it'll depend on how much we get, but I want to make sure the service agencies, which are child centers, the manor, the hospital, and other people that feed homeless people. So they're going to get it more for them.
It's Upshaw's first year in town and her first time with the distribution, but she thinks it's a good program.
I haven't worked with it yet. I don't know about carrying a bunch of moose meat around, but most of the people I've called, you know, they're willing to come pick it up for their agency, so that's the good thing. And Stefan, I know that they are blessed and honored to get this. I know it's hard for the people who lost their moose, but hopefully they can get a little bit of it someplace down the lines.
The total is just over 1,400 pounds. Volunteers help split that into two stacks. Nearly 800 pounds will go to the 10 service organizations through the Salvation Army. That's almost 80 pounds apiece and nearly double the distribution from last year, according to Upshaw. The rest will go to the school's food service program and will wind up in moose tacos and other lunch offerings throughout the year. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.
Have you got enough room in the freezer?